Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning and bless the Lord. So glad to have you with us today on this Friday. This is the day that the Lord has made and we shall rejoice. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Thank God for another day. I want to thank you so much, Hope, for coming out on Wednesday night with Pastor Ralph Douglas West out of Houston, Texas. He blessed us so with his word, and I'm going to be talking about that here on this prayer call. But I just want to thank you for coming and being a part of our last recharge for the year. And I believe that it was a blessing to everyone. I believe you were blessed. I thank you for being with us and how you have supported the recharge services all year. This year, this is our first year doing it, and it has been such a blessing. And so we have some really good things in store for you on next year as we continue this recharge, coming back up in January. I believe it's the third Wednesday in January. We're going to start back with the second. I'm not sure exactly on the date, but we'll start back in January, and I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be doing some specific teachings. I'm going to be spending some time on teaching in the doctrines of our faith. What do we believe doctrinally? That's going to be powerful. We're going to start off that way and really trying to unpack justification and regeneration and, just understanding the things that we believe as Christians. Why do we believe those things? Because we see today so much is being said and so much is being thrown around on TV and in the political arena where they're trying to, in many cases, define Christianity and redefine Christianity on things that are just not biblical, things that have nothing to do with God and has everything to do with politics and what people are trying to accomplish. And I don't think that God is pleased or would be pleased if we allow politicians and others to hijack the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we're going to do some work around that. I think you're going to be blessed. So look forward to what we will be doing next year. I think it's going to be a tremendous blessing to our church and to all those connected. Amen, amen. Wednesday night. Oh, Lord, it is Friday. Wednesday night, Pastor Wes preached a powerful word. Excuse me. He preached a powerful word. The church goes on, talking about the fact that he walked through three different texts of Scripture and pulled a point as to why the church will continue from each one of those scriptures. It was an amazing, great use of an expository sermon, differently than perhaps many of you have seen before, how, you know, just come through and say, here's what that scripture means here, and, you know, the church will continue because it is built by Jesus. The church will continue because it is the pillar. And this is what I love about it. Here I am able to remember those points just by the way he even delivered it, because it is the pillar of truth. And then thirdly, he said the church will continue, or the church goes on, because you are the church. And so we need to recognize, really embrace that truth, that we are the church. The church is not brick and mortar, glass and steel. It is not buildings, but the church is the people. It is the born again. It's those who have been called out of darkness into this marvelous light, those who are saved, who are walking with Jesus. We are the church universal, the church living and breathing and moving. And so we have a responsibility to be the picture of the church to the world. When we think of Jesus saying, upon this rock I'm going to build the church, and the gates of hell. He wasn't talking about a building. He wasn't talking about a denomination. He was talking about the life of the believer. Nothing will prevail against a community of believers who come together. The gates of hell, the powers of hell, the systems of hell, the economic systems and the cultural norms. None of those things will prevail. They will not overtake the church. It will not prevail against it. They will come against it, but they won't be able to prevail. They won't win. And so you and I, representatives of the living church of Jesus, and it's sometimes hard to wrap our mind around the fact that it's not a building. And I think that we reduce the power of God down to something that's a building, and I think we got to be very careful, even how we worship buildings, even how we feel that we can't have quote unquote church if we're not in a quote unquote church. But we are the church, whether we're in a church or not, and so we've got a responsibility to recognize and to hold up a banner and a standard, for this is the church of the living God. We are the church of the living God. Hope Christian Center, we are the church of the living God, individually, who God has called us to be, what God has called us to do, who he's called us to impact. And so we have to be the church, and it's not the building, and it's not form, and it's not fashion, and it's not what we wear, and it's not what we sing, and it's not how we worship. That's not what makes us the church. What makes us the church is that we have been justified. We have been lifted up by God. We have been called out of darkness into light. We have had the blood of Jesus applied to our lives and covers our sins. That's what makes us the church. And when the church is authentically the church, when we are
authentically who Christ has called us to be, because we are who Jesus died for. He died for his church, all of us, you, me, us. And so I'll never reduce the blood of Jesus down to a location or a culture. It's more than that. The blood of Jesus transcends all of that. He transcends all those areas and those issues and those places and spaces. And I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful to God to be part of the church triumphant, part of the church living, part of the church that is who Jesus died for. And so you are born again. If you've accepted Christ as your Savior, you too are part of the invisible church. And I'm grateful, and I thank God for it. So what do we do as the church? What's our responsibility? What should we be doing? What does God want us to do, and what does he hold us to? And those are the things that we ought to be doing. We ought to be loving one another. Whenever you see the term one another in the New Testament, it is speaking of this idea of the church, the community of believers. So we ought to be loving one another. We ought to be taking care of one another. We ought to be upholding one another in prayer. We ought to be bearing the burdens of one another. And so we have all these things and responsibilities that we ought to be doing as the church, and we ought to be a light to the world. We ought to be a picture of God's grace to the world. We ought to be a picture of God's love and his mercy to the world. So when people see us as the church, they ought to see the love, the compassion, the mercy, and the grace of Almighty God. That's what they ought to see. Not judgment, not self-righteousness. They ought to see the love of Jesus. And so as the church, let's look for ways to be what Jesus has called us to be. The church triumphant, the church eternal, the church invisible, the church united. Amen. 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 Well, let's pray. Well, Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being the church. We thank you because in the scripture, when Jesus spoke to Peter, he was talking about us. He said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. And God, we're part of that church. We've given our heart to you. And we declare the blessings of that text. We declare the truth of that text, that the very gates of hell will not prevail against your church. You built it. You took care of it. You love it. And so, God, help us to be a good picture of the church. Help us to be an example to the world of the church. Help us, Lord God, to be what you have called us to be as it pertains to the church. And so, Lord, use us, bless us, work miracles through the church. Open doors for the church. That's us, God. That's us individually. And God, show your compassion for the church. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the privilege of being the church. We don't get it all right. We make mistakes. We fall short. But we know that you died for our sins. And we know that greater is he that's within us than he that's in the world. So thank you, Lord, for your grace. And Lord, as we enter into this weekend, I pray, God, that you give us opportunities to be the church. Give us opportunities to show your love and your compassion, your grace, and your mercy. And Lord, when we come together this Sunday in that building we call church, so that we can be the church, that you would bless our time, that you would minister to us, that you would love us, that you would help us to be ministering vessels to you, and that God, lives will be changed and people will be lifted in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. And thank you for dying for the church. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. I'll see you Sunday, one of our three services, 8 a.m., 9:30, and 11:30 at Spring Creek. Love you. Bye.